Hello and welcome to the playlist, Music with Mrs. LC podcast. Today I am welcoming back three of my former students, Mary Jane, Braden, and Jackson. They will be sitting down with me and talking about finding their creative voice in a noisy world. All right. Welcome to my three guests today. I've got Mary Jane and Jackson and Braden, all of whom were in my class last year as sixth graders and now are in junior high school. And I am so glad. I really, truly appreciate you coming back because it takes a lot of coordination to get everybody back in one place for the day. So I just want to welcome you and thank you. So today's episode is basically about how to find and keep your creative voice and your individuality in a world that is just noisy. And I don't mean in the literal sense of noisy, but just the stuff that gets thrown at you all the time, like every single day, all the time. I don't know how you guys do it in this day and age, in this world. It's just a lot. It's just messages of what you should wear, to who you should be friends with, to what you should do with the rest of your life, and all of these expectations just constantly coming at you. And I just kind of call that like mental noise. It's hard, you know, to kind of ingest it and then block it out. So I chose each of you for a specific reason that I feel in some way each one of you has exhibited this confidence in who you are as people and as creative minds in this noisy, crazy world. And so that's why you're here. And I want to get some of your ideas and insights on just how you do it and what you're and how you get through it. So first, though, I want to clarify, I think there's a lot of misconceptions between what is confidence and what is arrogance. Because I think, do you agree with that? Do you think that sometimes they'll think that you're being arrogant, but really you're just confident. Mm-hmm. But I think the difference is that a person who's arrogant feels superior because mm-hmm. of their ability. So they have that superiority, like I'm better than you. But a person who's confident is more like just comfortable with themselves. So I think that one is more like a negative connotation and one is more positive. And I think bottom line, arrogance is I'm better than you and confidence is I'm okay with me. And you guys are that confident kind of person. So before we even get into the, like, you know, the deep questions, I'm going to start with you, Mary Jane. What are some of your current creative pursuits? Like, what are you doing artistically right now?
Mainly music and acting. That's one of my top priorities aside from actual core classes, because I do want, like, I want to be a Broadway actor or actress or whatever. I want to be famous, but, like, sure. Not in that, like, a bad negative way that people, like, see it.
But performing is a gift that I think is much harder than people think because mm-hmm. it takes a certain amount of confidence and a certain amount of just not being intimidated by trying something different that people might think is weird or whatever. And I think that's a thing not everyone can do, you know? And so I'm super glad that you're taking theater. Mm-hmm. You told me that you were. I was like, yes, because you're such – I see you in that field, and I think that it's great that you're doing that and your music, of course.
And one of the only reasons I would really want to be famous is, like – and I've told, like, you two this before. Like, I want to have a platform to, like, share some of, like, my dark past to, like, help other people through it because mm-hmm. people don't talk about that a lot.
And we were – right before we started recording, we were talking about just when people are authentic and real, that is what can connect you to what they're doing. Because you can tell the difference between someone who's putting on a show, so to speak, or someone that's just being real and being authentic, even in their weakness and in their darkness. And I think that that's very admirable. So that's pretty sweet. And what about you, Jackson? What you doing currently that's artistic?
Well, I play the piano. I've been playing piano for like 2 years now. I'm in the Ridgeview Junior High Band, and I'm in the percussion section. And I found that's something that I really enjoy. And that's really where I found music. Mm-hmm. And I found, because it took me a long time to kind of find my thing, where a lot mm-hmm. of kids, and especially boys my age, it was sports.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt left out because that was just not my thing. And I knew that. And
right, then, but you didn't know what your thing was. Yeah. And now.
And then I found music and it just clicked. Like, mm-hmm. I knew that was my thing. That's my gift. And so, I still love it and I'm keeping it going.
So you take private lessons?
I do, yes.
Piano. Mm-hmm. That's piano and percussion. That's a good combo because piano is like the melodic foundation of all music and it's like so visual. You can see your half steps and whole steps. And then I know in our percussion program you're with Mr. Gorgas, right? Yeah. That mm-hmm. you do the keyboard skills of on the bells. So yes. you probably mm-hmm. went into that like, oh, I know what all that stuff mm-hmm. is, C and C sharp.
Or he actually introduced me to my piano teacher.
Oh, did he?
Because I was went to a friend's house and saw a piano and started playing it. And she was a couple years younger than me, but she was showing me how to do the scales.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of clicked right away. And I was like, oh, maybe I should take piano on top of percussion. And he said that would be a great idea. So
very helpful, especially mm-hmm. as you get into high school band. There's actually a synth player that plays keyboards on the field. So they always need people with piano skills. So that's awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. And last but not least, Brayden, what are you doing that's creative these days?
So like with all three of them, I'm really into like music and theater, mm-hmm. but I'm really pursuing in acting.
Okay.
That is something with this year only. I just joined the theater, the junior high class mm-hmm. for theater. And I met these two and our whole friend group. And really not just theater, just like hanging out with friends mm-hmm. that I felt comfortable with.
Yes.
That was something so big for me, because when I went to theater junior high,
mm-hmm.
I knew a lot of people. It was just like I couldn't connect with them.
Right.
And just what Jackson said, like everybody was into sports. I am too, but I'm not the most athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely when I joined theater, I felt more confident with who I am and getting out there by myself. So theater is definitely the most thing that's really hitting.
And I think everybody has sort of innate gifts. Like anything can be learned. I could learn athletic skills, but then when you have the gift, it just comes to you more naturally. I might have to try harder at a sport, but I could do it. But then there's people that just can go and do it. And that's just, when you find that thing, you just know, because it's easy. It's like, oh, this is where I was supposed to be. And theater is so unique because it is like, it requires teamwork. Requires trust of the people that are around you. It requires you to start honing your public speaking skills and be more aware of your speech and how you talk, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So I think that is such a perfect place for you to be. And I love that all three of you are kind of bonding over that right now. So each of you in your own way is doing something unique that's creative. And that makes me happy, because I saw in you that ability when I had you before, but now you're kind of on your own discovering it. And I think that's awesome. Now, here's a tough question, and this is just tell me what it is that you think. But each of you has demonstrated a very unique ability to be confident without being arrogant, which is a fine line, you know, and when it comes to your abilities or what makes you different. And how are you able to keep that confidence even with all of the stuff and the noise that you're sort of surrounded by? We'll start with Jackson this time. How do you do it?
Well, just to find confidence was really difficult for a long time, and still is. And that had to do a lot of some of the friendships I was in. Mm-hmm. And I found that some of them were just not for me, and that they weren't really friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of made me not as confident, because I was like, sure. The people that are supposed to be my friends and I should be the most comfortable around, I'm not comfortable around.
Mm-hmm.
So how am I supposed to be comfortable around other people? But as I started to establish more healthy and better friendships, my confidence kind of grew, and I was able to just kind of be less shy and more out there and just be myself, really.
And I think what's hard is, and this is hard for adults, okay? And you guys are, how old are you now? Are you 12, 13?
14, yeah.
Okay. 13. This is such a tough time, because I think everyone's trying to find themselves. Everyone's trying to figure out who they are. And when you're not sure who you are, you tend to walk around kind of on guard all the time, because you don't know who to trust. You don't know. And everybody walks around on guard. It's just easy to just lash out or act out, because you just don't feel safe, because you don't know where you fit yet. And even as adults, we struggle with this. It's not as difficult in some ways, but that's a big issue, you know. And I think it's great that you're realizing who your friends are and where you fit in. And that takes time. And sometimes that evolves through time. You just never know. As you age, not every friend will age along with you in the same direction, but that doesn't mean that they can't still be friends. And that's a really good answer. What about you, Brayden? How do you stay true to yourself?
So I honestly really grew up in a family of where my parents really told me that be who you want to be. Like, mm-hmm. we're not going to judge you for who you are. So that really established who I am today. But as time went on, you know, I've grown less confident, like, going into, like, middle school, mm-hmm. when most kids were, like you said, they were more arrogant than confident. That really put an impact on me, saying, like, I want to be different than most kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then joining junior high now, like, I'm very different than when I was in, like, mm-hmm. middle school, because kind of when Jackson said, like, you grow different friendships. And, you know, with music, for instance, I started getting more confident in my voice and how I can play.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been able to play that more for more people.
Mm-hmm.
And those people give me feedback for what I should work on and stuff that made me grow more confident. So as time really goes on, I'm really just figuring out who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that builds confidence. And then playing for other people really builds confidence.
So and who you want to be surrounded by, you know. That's excellent. What about you, Mary Jane?
I'm somewhat in the same boat as, like, Brayden. I grew up with, like, a very supportive family for most of the time. They always wanted, like, they always wanted me to be who I was.
That's
but,
huge. Just having that is huge.
Yeah, I was very blessed, and I'm so happy for them. But as soon as, like, the end of fifth grade and sixth grade, it was like a dumpster fire just all hit me at once.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I didn't even want to get out of bed. It was so bad. Cause I thought I had to look a certain way. I was having weight issues. I didn't like anything about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom had noticed how, like, negative I was being and everything. And luckily she got me the help that I needed. And going into seventh grade, I, like, learned something that my mom told me not a lot of adults, even know, is, like, I don't need the validation of others to be happy with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have close friends who will support me through anything. And if somebody doesn't like me for who I am, then, like, and how I look, and they judge me on how I look,
mm-hmm.
they don't deserve to know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be bullying and teasing, and it nowadays it just rolls off the shoulder because,
right.
like, it reminds me that it's just their insecurities and their
right.
ignorance, and they want to project it onto other people.
Well, and as you become more confident in yourself, those things don't have as much impact on you because, like you said, they don't validate you anymore. And I think it's so wise what you guys said. One of the things that I had written down just before you came in was, if I could give you any piece of advice that you don't really need it because you pretty much got your heads on straight, but just surround yourself with good, like-minded, positive people who will make you better. Like, not to say that you shouldn't have a big group of friends that you can be around, but your inner circle should just be people that are for you, that want to see you succeed, that aren't intimidated by you, but that are genuinely happy for your successes and will say something to you if you're going down the wrong direction, and that push you to be a better version of yourself, because then you'll always be striving to be better versus being around people that don't care and won't push you. And then you tend to become lazier, you know? And so just be aware of those friend groups, and the three of you having each other is amazing. And I love that, because all of you you're all going to go and do something awesome creatively. I just know it. I knew that last year. And as I see you growing this year, I definitely know it. So we are going to wrap it up today because we've been going for a while. I always hate to have to cut these off because we're just getting into some good conversation. But I just want to thank all three of you for being here today and telling your stories and just being so authentic and open about the things that make you different that also make you awesome. And please don't change. Please keep being who you are, because trust me, the people that are around you, the adults that love and adore you guys, we respect so much that you are exactly who you are. So as always, to my listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And remember that you can subscribe to this podcast on any platform you like by visiting anchor.fm/theplaylistlc. And you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram at @theplaylistlc. If you'd like to be a guest or ask a question, we would love to hear from you via social media. So feel free to reach out. Thanks again, guests, for being here today. And I'm grateful for you and grateful for everyone listening. Have a great day.